Welcome to the Friendly Geordies podcast, episode no one knows anymore. The point is that we are listening to There's No Limit 1993 because Miss Love went to a bush doof.
There's no limit!
I'm certain that that song wasn't played there, but if it wasn't, then it can't be the best festival of all time. I mean, Woodstock is only the world's best musical festival by default. Until you get too unlimited to play. They're the Jimi Hendrix of this generation.
These are some outlandish statements right here. I cannot condone this.
Woodstock big was, in their bowl.
Is Woodstock still going? I feel like that's done. Or is it still going?
I was under the impression that there was only one in the 60s and then they tried to revive it in the 90s and it had to be stopped due to a severe amount of people getting smacked in the back with chairs. WWE was big at the time.
Yeah, that's right. It was bikies versus the hippies. That was the pinnacle of music festival, like, expression and acceptance.
It's the pinnacle of civilization, as we speak, surely, right? Yeah. The peace versus the peace knots.
Yeah, pretty much.
Going completely at it. Bonapos versus chimpanzees in a very, very refined form where now they've got access to leather and silky smooth Pantene Pro-V, which seems to be the only thing that hippies have that's remotely clean.
Oh, yeah. Hippies don't like clean stuff at all. Their whole thing is to be like extremely dirty, which I can get behind.
I know you can, but you can see why the revolution failed.
Yeah, it was based on dreadlocks and pants that don't go all the way down, three-quarter pants.
And all anybody really wanted was the same level of disdain that they have for sniffer dogs. That's the only part that people wanted of hippie culture. And they sort of adopted that. Morphed it into what we have now, which is hipsterdom, which is basically just Coke presents a hippie.
That's so good. Coke. Yeah, vanilla Coke presents. Yeah. Yeah. It's just a hippie. It's just like picking and choosing hippie ideals with the monetary satisfaction, you know? Yes. Instead of going away with making money in capitalism, it's like, we'll have that with some of the ideals of hippies and like some cool stuff like 1930s beards.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so strange.
That's what Coke, vanilla Coke stands for in your analogy, I think, is that it's not full-on capitalism, it's pushy capitalism.
Absolutely. In spirit of that song, by the way, I'm just going to crack one of these because I feel like it's only appropriate.
There is no limit. Thank you very much to the proud sponsors of FBI, V.
Thank you, V.
Giving us absolutely nothing but getting probably hundreds of thousands of people when you incorporate all the podcasts that are recorded in this studio that have to say thank you very much, FBI.
Yeah exactly.
What a deal.
Dude, I'll take anything I can get. Water's cool. I'm happy with the tea, the Twinings tea we're also drinking, but the V's going down very nicely.
They're not a sponsor. It's just a 90s office setup where it's Twinings or fuck off.
How much is tea and biscuits like the most... I was trying to think of a good analogy, but I can't. I was going to say it's like the tea and biscuits. It's like when you go to any event...
It's technically true. It's
like when you go...
I like how on point your analysis
It wasn't incorrect. Like if you go to your nan's house or if you go to a picnic or if you go to like some sort of work seminar and you're like, will there be drinks? They're like, no. Will there be food? Maybe. It's always tea and biscuits or Jats. Just on their own though. Yeah. It's the worst thing.
And
it's
by default, many toddlers that are there... mistake for the lack of food that the ants on the Jats are removing delicious jam.
Yes.
But that's entirely on them. Yeah. Nobody's condoning that unless you live in Thailand. Now, to our Thailand listeners, sucked in. I'm not taking it back. Ali is not here.
Legend. That's why we love you.
Because his throat hurts. Little. So, yeah, he's I'm pretty sure, not in the mood for broadcasting.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure when Lennon's throat hurt and he had to give a speech to the millions of peasant Russian workers, he did it. So, piss weak, Ollie. Just putting it out there.
God, this is such a far removed level of urgency from that. The starving 1920s Russia.
It's exactly
compared to us here drinking V.
It's exactly the same.
Thank you very much.
It's exactly the same. Yeah. In every way.
It's only different in your mind, man. Which is pretty much the theme of this week's podcast, because the cat is away, the two mice have come out to play, as is very, very apparent in our new... God, it just takes us 10 minutes to get through all of the shit we have to plug these days. That's how you know you've made it.
Damn straight. I feel like my own Tony Robbins right now.
Yeah, so it's Holsworthy Live. You can see it now. It's our second YouTube channel. The first one was pretty much us... not adding anything to the conversation per se, but we did fill in a lot of airspace, and that's what you could expect at Holsworthy Live. Ali trying desperately to put some insert some level of intelligence into what is otherwise a void.
Yeah. pretty much.
And we're proud of that void.
Yeah,
we really like it. Check it out.
Using up, airspace, and I was using up physical space because I was lying down the whole time.
That's right. Miss Love's tum tum was in pain, so he couldn't sit.
I wish people spoke like that. My if anyone's watched it, yeah, my tum tum hurt because I packed on. I packed on Ali's strange native Pakistani stew on top of my...
You coined Pakistani gumbo.
Yeah, which I'll cop that. I'll take that. Probably...
You should take it. It's nothing to be ashamed of.
It's nothing to be ashamed of. No.
You're perfectly fine in... Well, it's a bit offensive, I guess.
No. I'm not going to lie. While I was saying that, I was like, how can I monetize that? That's what I meant. But, so I packed my... Italian ravioli from Uber Eats on top of it, and hence my tum hurt. And I'm for the people. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna crane my body up and pretend like my guts aren't churning away with all the blood that I have to, spew out some sort of dribble for the bloody audiences. I'm just gonna lie down if I'm full.
It's very.
Is that why our generation's
confusing?
Fucked?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure because. Really, you've just subbed it up. We don't know what we stand for.
Absolutely.
You just said then, quote, I'm a man of the people. Second, I'm not going to sit up because my tum-tum was full for the audience. While trashing Ali for not being here because his throat hurts, he's got a legitimate ailment. You've got a self-imposed...
That's true.
You didn't heed the warning of Shirley Temple's lollipop. You had too much. And now your tummy hurts.
What? I'm just trying to think. Aren't the lyrics of that just lollipop? Like, lollipop, lollipop. Is that... What is the...
No, Miss Love.
What's the theme of that song?
Look, you need to get into 1950s Hollywood nostalgia in your own time.
Yeah,
which is right now, and we're basically wasting everyone else's by saying this, and we're going to anyway. No, it was called Sweet Trip Lollipop. Lollipop was somebody else.
Oh, Jesus. I'm off the... ball. I'm way off.
Yeah, you really don't want you as a trivia partner. And even the most backwards pub, those ones where you walk in and it's completely silent, and it's not a saloon scenario either. It's just nobody in there ever has any conversation.
It's funny because I did some trivia a few weeks ago with my girlfriend and her family, and I discovered my one single use in trivia.
Is it
Try to guess it. You think you might be able to guess it. Try.
I'm imagining that it is you throw toothpicks and pens at the champions. So they have to turn around and go, who keeps doing that? And they go, oh, I'm awfully sorry. The time is up. No, my perfect score. And then they drown themselves in the toilet. Is that your main name?
I've missed this name. I do this for me. I don't even care about the audience. I do this for me.
Well, I had my guess.
Yeah.
Tell us.
Ye of little faith. Ye of little faith. I am great at guessing the really, really, really obscure 80s hardcore punk band album covers that no one can get.
I doubt that was a segment. It might have been one question.
It was one question.
Yep. Do you really think that your warm body is at all welcome because it can answer one question. What is this man's name in the front row?
Miss Love.
That's your level of contribution.
I'm going to say I'm still significant to the team. I'm good for banter. Fuck. All right, chuck in some banter.
You truly
Jesus.
Are the definition of every drop raises the ocean. I think this is about the best point we're going to have to discuss what we're really here to talk about, while Ali is not here to give me accusatory eye-rolling, which is the Miss Love.
And end the segments early. Yeah.
Yes, he does. He does move his hands very fast near his neck. Probably the scariest symbol there is to chickens. Not that scary to Miss Love and I ever. Doesn't stop us from talking.
We pay him out more.
What we're discussing here is Miss Love had a realization at his bush doof.
Yeah.
That has changed his life. And so for the rest of the podcast, we're going to be talking about how you can change yours for the better too.
Yeah.
And be like Miss Love, whose extent of his change of life is that he's unliked a couple of pages of Facebook that he was watching.
My life's changed, man.
Now explain away, Miss Love.
Okay. First of all, as a preface, I just want to say I really like how much just us two here sounds like the sort of like, let me be blunt, officer. Is America in a credit crisis? Well, question depends what you mean by the term crisis. Us two talking. I really like the vibes. It's more like Katoomba FM rather than FBI. I don't know. I'm just prefacing that we're doing good. In the middle of the show, I'm telling us now we're doing good.
It will definitely be. I would not be surprised if the phone, even though this is not going out
we
live,
don't have a phone.
It goes. It rigs up. It magically appears. It opens up, we hear it, and then it's somebody who believes they're our mum from Katoomba. One of those women that they think that afternoon tea's finest, the best that it can possibly be, is everybody has sun-kissed, and the thing that they're handing out is double choc Tim Tams.
What do you mean
that
think?
Kind of person?
What do you mean think? What world do you live in?
It was so wasted on you to have ethnic parents. You really did need one of those bubs that's going, okay, so I got you some Vegemite for your lunch. It's on Wonder White. You know, like, gotta be healthy. I'll give you two of them. That's her version of health. Well, if there's twice the fiber in Wonder White, there's quadruple if you give them two.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that those mums will be calling. Basically, yeah, so I just wanted to preface that. And as well, yeah, to the audience as well, what happened was, so Jordan picked me up from home, and then we got something to eat, and then we started, I think we just started talking about...
There was a bunch of party office goers that came in dressed in a bunch of stupid Santa gear.
I mean,
one of them clearly the next Prime Minister in waiting of Australia, wearing cork hats.
One can only hope.
We're really down the tubes. If the girl that I'm pretty sure was called Lioness
we basically
was not the next Commander in Chief waiting.
Yeah, so basically we sort of saw them and were like, why? What? When? How? And then started talking about Jordan's live show and then mates and just situations of like how people are and how they live their lives. And we ended up talking about self-help, and Jordan was telling me how much it's done, how well it's done for him. And I know everyone expected it too. Everyone would expect that if it was just me and Jordan in the show, we'd just be like lighting each other's farts on fire, like literally, and like just punching each other in the head.
And we still want to do
we
that.
We still
want
to do that.
The problem is we always forget to get damn lighter.
Yeah, yeah, we will do it. But basically, just as a preface, because I feel like there's a few people listening, being like, punch him in the face! Punch him in the face! And like, we will, there's plenty of time for that in the future. But for now, the stars are aligned and we're going to be semi-serious, I think the only time you and me can ever be serious, definitely not politics, would be like spiritual, the big questions, man.
Oh yeah, we're definitely the Joe Rogan podcast of Australia.
We will say whatever we will take the piss out of Putin and Trump and whoever else, but as soon as you say aliens, we're just like, whoa.
Yeah. You know? Constantly, you can't see this here, but both of us are trying to hypnotize the other with a dangling crystal.
Anyway, I just wanted to put it out and just let everyone know. so, yeah, essentially, a A good way to kick that broad topic off is that I went to Subsonic Music Festival. Put that on.
I had no idea that was the name of it. So this is more the vibe of what we should be discussing. Right, so tell us about Subsonic. What happened? How did you get woke at a place that would have been this for 4 days?
Let me put the other music was just as appropriate, but that you were playing earlier. Whack that on, actually. I was like, that was, yeah. God, just who needs those water baths? Just this and this in Lane Cove Pool. I'm fine. Anyway, so basically, I don't want to make it out like it was I had a life-changing event, because it wasn't that dramatic, but it was a step in that direction. And basically, so what it was Subsonic Music Festival. My girlfriend had organized it a while ago. And then, you know, I was like, oh, I don't want to go. I'm not going to enjoy it. And then she's just like, I got tickets. Just forget about it. We're going. We're going. Just forget about it. And I was just like, all right. Which in hindsight was probably the best thing to do. So I'm like, I don't like beach balls or whatever the hell I was complaining about. But,
is that the reason? I'm not keeping up this. There's no point to this game. It's just a large group of people throwing around a ball. Where's the goalpost?
Yeah, pretty much.
Because Miss Love, as we all know, is all about results.
Oh, yeah, with a capital R. That is the letter.
Yes, but you think that results is spelt results.
With a
and
Z?
Then with an, yeah, Z. And then, for no reason, the full stop is another R. And that's the capital R for you.
Oh, God. So, basically, I think it's not that my awakening was anything profound or that it was even an awakening, but I just came to the very basic realization through the festival. So basically the festival is, it's in this like valley. It's in a valley in just, I don't know, in the middle of the bush. And it's right near this giant lake. And you go inside, there's a whole camping area, and then there's sort of like the festival area. It goes for like 4 days. You bring your own food. You can bring your own alcohol, whatever.
Can I just say?
Yeah.
This is so our generation.
I know. I've just realized that as I'm saying it.
We are.
God, it's so bad.
Such products of our environment.
I know.
I had a spiritual awakening at Subsonic. Why? There was a body of water there. And I swam in it. And I was like, this is just a really big bath, man. And it hit me. The whole world is just a big bathroom.
I have to say, I'm just teeing myself up now to be fucking paid out, because I didn't... Let me just give you the long and short of it, okay? I'll give you the long and short of it, because there's no...
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll give you the long and short of it. I was... Okay, I'll give you the long and short... I'll just give it. There was lots of boobies everywhere.
What?
There was a really...
This is so different to what we were discussing off air.
What do you mean?
First of all, you told me that you had a quote-unquote, a spiritual awakening. As soon as you get on air, you go, it wasn't really a spiritual awakening. I think, okay, he's a bit shy. I wouldn't want to readily admit that if I was on air either. That's fine. I'll continue this. Next line out of your mouth, there was heaps of boobs there.
How can I make this sound a little bit more profound? Hold on. So,
and then I saw a woman and she had three tits. That's when it hit me.
It's not
three's better than two.
This is basically like a Vice listener's perspective, to be honest.
Awakening.
But, yeah, but I just came the realization that I came to, and yeah, I was just on a lot of drugs and swimming around and just partying a lot and just essentially being completely fucked up in the wilderness and stuff, and like going to all these like crazy like seminars about spirituality and
that was at Subsonic.
Yeah. There's lots. That's the thing. It's not just like there's no limit. There's like a ton of hit it.
But how much of it is this though?
Like 2/3.
But that's still way less than what I imagined.
No. So there's a lot of spiritual stuff. There was like a lot of like yoga and meditation, and there's a lot of stuff about like there was a lot of present like classes about like Indigenous Australians and all this sort of stuff. That was the stuff that was really interesting to me. And the thing why it was interesting was because my whole life I've been like, this is shit. This is all bullshit. You know, it's all ridiculous. It's all a joke. And this is all
the third eye.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't. It was a basic realization, but it was two things that essentially made me realize it. It was one main thing. The reason why it was just like I found myself being. I came back to Sydney and I was just like, straight away, like Facebook, the internet, like work, everything. It's just like immense anxieties. It's just like physically feeling like. Stressed and anxious. It was like this instantaneous feeling, and I realized being even in an environment like that, call it what you will, however significant what they were doing was, so relaxing.
Yeah,
so incredibly like relaxing to the point where I was just like that happiest time in my life.
Oh, FYI, quick thing that'll change your life: Jordan shelf help tip number 35.
Mm-hmm.
Spend at least an hour a day in nature.
Thank you. Thank you for that, because I will second that.
It definitely does. There's a lot of psychological evidence that proves, first of all, even if you have a pot plant on your desk of work, you are 14% less stressed than somebody who doesn't have a pot plant.
No way.
That's a huge reduction.
That's insane. See, that's the
thing. And so when you're walking around in nature for an hour a day, apparently that just completely releases all anxieties in your mind.
Okay, I 100% believe that. Because I, like, this is the perspective I'm coming from. I was telling Jordan earlier, my background is Eastern European Australian. I'm the most beer-swilling, fuck everything, I want to, you know, eat sardines or whatever kind of upbringing there is.
This is very close to teetering on an AA meeting. Instead of a podcast.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Just Miss Love.
I'm sorry, I'm
going
sorry.
Going through his sordid past and how it's all his mum's fault.
I will tie this up, but essentially, coming from that perspective, it wasn't some profound awakening like, we're all worn me, and like you were saying, it was literally these microcosms of little things which all accumulated in me feeling ridiculously happy, and that is something significant. Essentially, you know, it probably wasn't even that that festival specifically. Maybe there's other ones, I don't know.
How much do you think that this was the drugs talking?
Not that I don't think
about 100%.
I didn't do that many. I don't think it was mainly the drugs. I don't think so. I honestly don't think it was.
Sure you didn't?
I hate it when somebody says that, but continue.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, you had heaps. What did you have? What did you have? Did you have mushrooms?
Yeah, are you asking?
Fuck yeah! Nice, mushrooms.
Yeah, sorry.
Anyway, but...
This truly is Joe Rogan down under. As soon as you start talking about shrooms.
I know.
Sorry.
I know, it's
sorry,
fine.
You're trying to have like an open awakened experience.
Yeah.
The cheapest level of humor there is. No. Shroom humor. Do you think shroom humor is lower than stoner humor?
Yeah, I think it is. There's something about it that's just so like base. I don't know why. It's just like all the stereotypical connotations of it. But... You know, don't get me wrong, I'm not going to turn into a Rastafarian or anything. This is kind of like Joe Rogan down under, you're right. But, and the listeners will probably just be like, shut the hell up. But irrelevant of that, I don't care. So, yeah, but even something is basically the acts of being in a group of people that you really like and hanging out with. Your goals are to, like, go on active adventures, as in bushwalks, making food, exercising, and swimming a lot, and just being in nature the whole time.
You definitely get that vibe as soon as you ever go camping.
But
where there was this feeling when we went once with friends after high school, and we were, and I was going, "Yay, camping, camping! Set up tent, start a fire." Then everybody sat there and stared at it for 10 minutes, and then I go, "Now what? What else do we do? That's it." And then someone else goes, "What do you mean? Have you never been camping before? This is camping." Shut up. The fire's got... Like, that was it. It was just shut up and look at the fire. And I was like, okay. And then you just stand there for the next 2 days looking at it.
There's something weirdly... There's something weirdly fulfilling about it. About staring at fire and swimming down lakes. I mean, we were swimming down these lakes and just... I don't know. in the very, put it this way, in the very least, go to Subsonic, you'll have a good time. In the very, let's say in the other spectrum, and like what was gained is like, at least for me, there was this sort of reimagining or I had a rethink of how I conduct myself in life and how easy it is to be pulled into these sort of like social anxieties of the internet and Facebook and all this shit that is really just time wasting rubbish, not really conclusive to anything, and how that actually affects you in terms of how you're trying to achieve something.
Absolutely.
It's really detrimental. I found myself literally leaving that place having these like five goals that I wanted to achieve, you know, like crystal clear in my head, no need to write them down or anything. 2 days back in Sydney, and I was just like, should I have low fat yogurt or half fat low yogurt? It was like clouded.
It's so great. That's why Jerry Seinfeld has done so well over the years.
Yeah.
He is the mind of modern inertia.
Honestly. That's basically my epiphany, if you will. And it was really tying into what you were saying, which I think I'll throw it to you if you want to, you know, bring up, I don't know, talk more about that. But like, do you know what I'm saying, Mang?
On two levels, I do. First of all, I completely agree with your analysis that if you spend time in nature, a lot of your anxieties subside.
Instantaneously. Instantaneously.
Having said that, keep listening to the Friendly Geordies podcast, but everything else that is on the net, get rid of it.
Preface, everyone else, we don't fall into this. Everyone else sucks. So delete their thing and listen to us because we're teaching you the real shit.
It's actually probably a good idea because from now on, we'll tell you every single podcast. I can guarantee that this is going to happen, seeing as everything that we've ever said is permanent on this podcast continues to this day, including the fact that you might have noticed that I've got two completely different co-hosts these days. But it's all permanent.
What's
up? We'll be telling you more messages about these kind of issues, as well as keeping you informed on global politics,
yeah,
the things that really matter. Well, and we'll also be trying to light each other's asses on fire.
it's all about an even mix. But I think the difference
spice of life, man.
I think that I don't want to toot our own horns, or at least your horn. I can probably reasonably...
You want to toot your own horn, but not mine.
No, I'm saying... No, yours, you bum. But I think it's safe to say that, you know, we want to help people more than, like, Kyle and Jackie O.
I don't know. Kyle and Jackie O do...
I knew you were going to say that.
In defense of Kyle.
What, they throw $100 out to, like, some guy that pretends he's killed his brother to their mom. Like, I've killed Jason. What?! What, you've killed him? I've killed him, Mom, he's dead. What? Why? Why? Settle down, Patricio. You're on Kyle and Jackie O. We had you. I have never heard anyone that swears as much as you, my dear. $100.
Always this beat in the background. There is a massive difference, isn't there? The fact that we're playing Build Up Your Confidence while they're playing this, basically, yes, without the vocals. Going, yeah. It's a prank! It's a prank! Anyway, here's $100. The sounds that you actually hear in a casino designed to keep you there, they're playing on air. That
yeah.
So they're doing a great job as well. Mm. So keep listening to Kyle and Jackie O, specifically
net. Keep listening to them. I mean, they're great, but...
But the thing is, yeah, in general, to add a couple of points to what you were talking about then.
I want to know what you think, Ian, in terms of those. It's just like, they're essentially just theories, ideas.
Yeah, well, what you're discussing is the research that has been done into active and passive pastime.
Mm-hmm.
So active pastime rejuvenates you. And actually, they use that example. Staring in a campfire is an active pastime.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that you're sharing with other people, and it's a real-life experience. Passive pastime is watching television.
Right.
I see that. When I'm trying to do a video on how to... it's just paying out Gogglebox.
Ugh. Wait a second.
It needs to be done. Nobody knows it's a shit show yet. That's what Friendly Geordies has turned into. At the same time, having these snide opinions about how informative we are. Every second show these days that we do is about like paying out X Factor.
Yeah, where you guys are just like, Yeah, that's so true.
It's so good.
I'm trying to think
next
of
one. The next one is about is this breakdown of the US election in 17 minutes of Donald Trump's win and how the mainstream media completely made that happen. The next one after that, I think, is just going to be about Subsonic.
Oh, hell yeah. That'd be rad. Australian Idol shit did on you, know? No, you should. yeah, Subsonic.
A show
be
that
cool.
is no longer on television. We're running out of ideas. So difference between active and passive pastime. And the thing is, most passive pastimes actually make you think 20% less than when you're sleeping. So when you're watching television, your brain is a fifth less active than when it's trying to rejuvenate itself by thinking as close to nothing as possible.
That's pretty scary.
Right? And then the other thing is that if you start watching Facebook, I say this all the time, but it's true. Most people, when they wake up, they look at their smartphone, go straight onto Facebook first thing in the morning. That's, I think, 87% of the population does that now.
I go on my phone first thing I wake up.
That makes you 10 IQ points dumber by the end of the day because it releases dopamine in the brain. And what dopamine does is it's the same chemical that is released in pokey addicts. And heroin addicts, when they're trying to think where they can get their next hit, or with pokies, if this is going to be the big win. Basically, it just makes you addicted to the thought of when you're on, and Facebook plays into it so much. How it goes, you've got a new notification.
I know.
So
go, scroll
what is it?
Down.
What is the notification?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Yeah,
that's what it is, right? Because Far what they out. Figured out is when they did this experiment with rats, when you pressed a button. And the rat knew that food would come out every time they pressed the button. They only pressed it when they were hungry. When they pressed the button and sometimes food came out and sometimes it didn't, they would press it until they died, regardless of whether or not they were full.
Oh, my God.
That's what happens in the mind of a pokey player. And that's what Facebook does. That's what the internet does to you, because it's constantly just like, hey, here's a piece of a simulation. You go, and you click on that.
Yeah.
And so the dopamine goes, yeah. And that is how you know how you're just describing the level of anxiety just completely apparated when you're in nature?
Completely.
That's how most cave people felt most of their time, is because they have this level of adrenaline in their body. I know you've got
a... I've got a good point.
You've got a point there.
Yeah,
Bishop,
but continue.
I'll just put that down on the list of things that we have here that is right next to a here. Smiley face.
Come on. Sorry, I just have something to put to you that's going to, back you up. But
yeah, in caveman times, people that were anxious... Anxiety was mostly there for, everybody always uses this example, but say a saber-toothed tiger was coming into your cave. It was supposed to get you into a peak state very quickly.
Yeah.
What happens in the modern day? Yeah. What happens in modern day scenario is that your life is peaceful, but at the same time, there's constant stimulation where there wasn't in nature.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the time, your brain was relaxed, and it was the same as being a cop.
Yeah.
Long periods of boredom implemented by short, sharp shocks of absolute horror.
Which isn't ideal, but yeah.
But that's cops are living the life, man. So in a modern day society, that is still that's been completely turned on its head. You're no longer getting these peaks of fear, but you're no longer getting the relaxation either, because there's all these things that are happening in your environment constantly. So you have this low refrigerator humming level of anxiety that's constantly around you.
Totally.
Going,
totally.
And that's why people freak the fuck out about bullshit on the net of, oh my god, Donald Trump called a former swimsuit model a piggy. She's not a piggy. If she's a piggy, what am I? That's because of this.
The implications are kind of scary, because if our generation is really ingrained in this, or this train of thought, then it's like we're going to have a really self-conscious, hyper-anxious, kind of triggered group of crazy people.
Will or do. It's true.
It's
I'm reading
so
a book at the moment
scary.
Called the Narcissist Generation.
I'm not taking myself out of the equation. I'm one of these people. Just for the record.
I'm not. But the thing.
I'm trying to learn. But continue. No, continue. What's the?
No, everybody gets trapped into this, right? But the thing is that most people aren't even conscious of this, which is why you need to have some understanding, some basic level of knowledge. In the Arch of Shelf Help.
And what's the book?
Because it immunizes you to these things. Well, the first one that I'd recommend that everybody reads is Don't Check Your Emails. That's the one. Don't check your emails first thing in the morning. That's the first one that you should be reading. There's also this guy that I can't remember what his name is now, actually, but he does a lot of talks on YouTube, and he's a dick. I don't like him at all. But the information stands by itself.
Hmm.
And it's about the power of why, I think, is his TED talk. Just click on that. Watch that. A lot of his talks goes on similar levels of this, that what you're looking for in life is oxytocin, which is released when you touch, like, your pet or your lover or your grandma or something like that. It's a real interaction with another sentient being.
Yeah.
That's actually what you want. But Facebook and social media replaces that with dopamine, which is kind of this stimulant, like little sugar hit burst semi-excitement that kind of just puts you in this addict mode.
Yeah.
It's like and cocaine. It never actually gives you what you want. Like, it's the same thing if everyone goes, I was chasing the dragon my entire life, but I never caught him.
Yeah.
It's like that's what it's doing to you.
It's like the,
but
like,
actually what it's saying to you, when you get that feeling next time, it's just like, get the fuck up.
It's, yeah.
Walk outside.
It's like the Aldi brand potato chips. It's like that versus like a decent meal. It's like, yeah, it'll sustain you. And it's like got the sugar and the fat and it's like automatic, but you'll crash.
Yes.
Yeah.
Smith's chips is same basket.
Yeah.
They're ruffled.
What I was going to say earlier was, nothing, you probably assume this already, but something that I think is significant about the festival. So because it was in a valley, and I think this obviously definitely actually helped quite significantly, because I have an iPhone, I'm always on it. I don't know if they did it on purpose, but when you enter the grounds, there's zero phone reception. Zero.
Great.
Your phone doesn't work. And nobody's phone works. Literally no one's phone works. So when I got there, I just threw it in my bag. I didn't take one photo because I didn't feel the need to. I didn't touch it. And it was like life-changing.
I know incredible. This is, I really like this piece of love, because you were touching on this a few weeks ago when I was in the car with you, and I thought, that's very mature of you, Mishla.
The rare moments.
While I was giving you a lift home. A 27-year-old man.
Tomorrow, 27. Yeah.
Happy birthday to you, which I'm guessing you won't be releasing on Sunday because you never do. And it's your birthday, so I suppose you've got a semi-legitimate excuse, but really, how long does it take?
I'll try.
No, you won't. but the thing is, I remember you saying that when you're traveling around with your phone, it's like you never leave your house.
Yeah.
You're still in front of that screen. Mm. And as soon as you don't, your mind just stops shrouding around in the same atmosphere that you have when you're in your room.
I do remember I said that. Yeah. It's kind of like, yeah, exactly.
And then you go back into it and you're like, oh yeah, birds exist. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I didn't have my phone or something. And then I was like looking at a tree and then I automatically thought of something. Oh, that's what it's like to think of something.
It does. It just makes you very self-obsessed, the net, doesn't it?
It's
all catered to you and it reflects exactly what you want to see
it's
constantly.
The most egotistical thing in the world. It's like, here's more of you and what you will like and virtue signal, all this kind of stuff that you'll really enjoy. And it's like, I don't know, it's just now the challenge for me is kind of like acting on it and actually not being a little bish and sort of actually actively trying to change my ways.
Taken the first step, which is really promising, Mish Love. And
I love you.
God, there's so many.
Yeah, sorry. I love it.
It is definitely the voice. Every single counselor in America says "and" with "and."
And I love it. What you need to do is just concentrate your cerebral cortex flow through the front of your brain and just take 4 Valiums every day.
And also, every time you say a point, after you go, it's just about being in nature. That's what it comes down to. There being a pause and them going, absolutely. Absolutely.
And looking at you're so good. And then writing it down on a notepad, you know.
It's true. It's the first thing that you pop up when you type in Tony Robbins quote, which is what I recommend.
Yeah.
Everybody. When I'm coming out as well, I'm giving you a couple of... We've got to leave in 5 minutes, so this is just a quick wrap-up of this podcast.
We got time.
Very quickly turned into... it's just like we've assumed the demographic that listens to this is mothers with postnatal depression.
What do you mean? I thought that was our audience. Why do you think I'm here? Yeah.
This podcast's not called Mammograms with Miss Love.
Now your baby. Oh God! I'm not going to begin.
Yeah. Okay. So the thing is, there's a couple of things that I think is, especially when you're watching, especially when you're on Facebook. There's two things because, and the second one I'll be covering in extensive detail in the up and coming video where Friendly Geordies drops what he really thinks about Donald Trump, which everybody on the podcast already knows anyway. But yeah, I highly recommend that you like a bunch of pages like Get Up the ACTU, Greenpeace, these kind of pages, because then when next time that you see, I don't know, Carl Stefanovic went too far saying tranny, some tranny in South Australia killed himself because Carl Stefanovic said tranny and he didn't watch it because who the fuck our generation watches the Today Show in real time? They just watch the YouTube clips.
Who watches TV anymore?
Exactly. Except for The Project, which I think we can all smugly agree is great. In the most sarcastic terms possible. Telling it like it is, Waleed. Ugh. Right between advertisements for cornflakes and, of course, BHP.
I want to clap that.
What I highly recommend is... Yeah, you like a bunch of those pages because while most people are freaking out about this low-level bullshit, it makes you freak out at least about things that are real and actually impact all of society instead of what people think about comments, which is waste of time there is.
It's insane. It's insane, and I do it. I do it. Yeah. So, like...
It's actually... Having this conversation with you is actually... Because over the past few months... And this is something else that I'll just quickly admit to you guys. My friends, don't tell anybody. This is a secret between us.
Yeah, right. But you get actual like journalists writing about you. They're going to pick this
up.
Yeah,
they definitely will.
But yeah.
Yeah, but the thing was, over the last few months, I've been so filled with hatred at FJW. Because... Until then, I always thought, yeah, that's fine. That's just like a minority opinion. Who cares? There's more important issues at play. But then I realized these people are sucking in all of our generation into thinking about their bullshit issues, which is so frustrating that you're taking away the little energy and attention people have for any action on climate change, anything to take away money from the big banks, that kind of stuff. Mm. You're diverting that into fuck the lockouts. You're a piece of shit. Anyway, but the thing is, what happened is a lot of that resentment subsided because I went back to listening to self-help and it just came to me again through reading these books that you should be affirming things to yourself every day. And it's true. There's a book that's called The Power of the Subconscious Mind. And it basically just goes through you talking to yourself. You have the biggest influence on yourself out of anybody. What your brain is continually thinking about yourself is obviously how you perceive yourself more than what anybody else thinks about you throughout the day.
Definitely.
But because I was just constantly thinking, fucking social justice warrior pieces of shit, that kind of stuff all day, I got into their mindset. It is a sick mindset to be in. Totally. It is so ill.
Totally. I totally agree with that.
And not in the sense that the rapper that is currently taking Australia by storm, Illy, is, who I think we could all assume is, and I hope that his next album is called The Illest.
I hope Cursor just decks him.
But yeah, the thing is, that I went back to affirmations, which was that I just started repeating myself, and it's extremely corny, but it does the job, which is, I'm a wonderful person. I'm a wonderful person. I'm a wonderful person. You notice instantly that when people are just mean to you or on the train and stuff, and you go, that's humanity, when you're walking past them, those people, you're just like, oh, he must be in a bit of a rush, you know?
Yeah.
Start thinking that. And then when you see the nice Indian guy that's just like, I was your dad, boss, and you're like, oh, call me boss, awesome. Yeah. That person comes to the forefront of your mind instead.
Totally.
On top of that, I got so much more work done. I've been really slacking back on doing exercise and meditation at the beginning of the day because my forefront of my mind was just filled with anger towards these people, right? But now it's just like, no, I'm actually a pretty cool person. That's fine. It just resets your mind. And that's what you need, the most basic messages possible. Give yourself that experiment. I know this is extremely... What our generation refers to as being naff or real Melvin-like.
Definitely still.
All terms that we use daily.
Yeah. I did too, though, and I understand, but yeah, it has to shift.
Start while you're just walking along the street, just repeat that to yourself in your mind. I can guarantee you that your diet will shift, your level of concentration, everything that makes a day better will start shifting in your life.
It's like
just that tiny, yeah, tiny little action.
Do an experiment. Do an experiment. It's like, in the very least, it's going to be something new and like change it up, and I will too. And then let's just say, you know, in case there are like internet addicts out there or Facebook addicts that are just like on this downward spiral of sort of anxiety and just restlessness and whatever else you're suffering from.
You're not alone.
Yeah.
And you're in the worst position on the planet. A Facebook addict. Our heart really goes out to you. Seriously, you're pathetic.
But don't listen to him, guys. Don't listen to him. But I was going to say, let's open up the comments section just for anything like on this subject. Like, if anyone has anything to add or like... Because I really don't see a forum for it on Facebook in to any degree, to any extent. Like, who the hell is... Especially people our age talking about the nay-nay and, like, doing nangs. This is not something that is on the radar. So, like, let's just... If anyone has anything to say about it and they're like... Or questions, like, just write in the comments that... You know, it might help. It might be, you might find something useful.
Yeah,
it
might be
something. I don't know.
In
you know,
the comment section, we like to call nangs, nay nay, and hey hey. I've got a question. Anyway, we've got to go. But that's a really good piece of just extemporaneous advice, love.
Yeah, peace out to y'all. We're gonna go because some like I think rappers or DJs are gonna kick us out of here or something. But
very spindly looking. But okay,
yeah. But thanks a lot, guys. And we'll have the commie loving. The commie lover back next week, I guess, right? We'll be back.
Remember, peace out.
Let's do it.
Make the comment section all about self-help this
Let's
week, and then next week it's back to seizing the means of production. Well,
let's finish it with a chant. Like,
no limit! No, 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 no,